You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. I read, "And Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.'" Brethren, this is the promise of the Lord, not just to the children of Israel, but even to us, his children, today. He says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." When you really look at it, it is God who fights for us. What can we fight? As a man, can you fight the devil? Can you go and confront the kingdom of darkness? Can you fight principalities and powers? When we pray and put on the armor of God, it is still God who does the fighting on our behalf. This is the graciousness of God. We must be humble about it, that the Lord will say, "I will fight for you, and you will hold your peace." But I want you to note that on many occasions, we actually fight for ourselves. They may look very subtle and quiet, but nonetheless, it is an act of you fighting for yourself. Maybe your spouse has done something for you. You now say, "Well, because of what he did today, I'm busy, I cannot cook for him this evening." Do you know that what you have done is that you are fighting for yourself? You can say, "Oh, my partner has done something to me. Because of that, I'm going to spoil something in the house." And then you take the TV and destroy it out of annoyance. You know, you are quietly fighting for yourself. You say, "Well, I am not going to greet this person again because of what this person has done to me." You are quietly fighting for yourself. There are many ways we fight for ourselves. When people hurt you, you see, that's why Jesus said, "Do good to them that hate you." When people hate you and you do them back in their kind, then what you are doing is that you are fighting for yourself. When you hate your enemies, when you are praying for your enemies to die, it shows that you are fighting for yourself. He said, "Love your enemies." You love your enemies and leave God with what you will do with those enemies. You just do what he asks you to do. So in a very subtle manner, you fight for yourself. When you begin to boast, "Do you know who I am? I will deal with you." You're actually fighting for yourself. You, human being, saying you will deal with another person. You forgot that the breath that is in your nostril is not your own. The Bible says, "And the Lord breathed into the nose of the man, and man became a living soul." That breath belongs to God. He can demand for it anytime, and he will demand for it at a point. So who are you to boast that you will deal with another person? You are fighting for yourself. Learn not to fight for yourself. There are quiet ways in which we are fighting for ourselves. It may not be obvious. People may not see it. They may say, "Oh, why have you not done this today?" "Oh, sorry, it's because I don't have time." But you know deep within your heart, it's because you are reacting to either the behavior or the character or the offense of another person. It's your own subtle way of fighting back. Brethren, the Lord says to you, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." He says, "Stand still." Number one, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of what people will do to you. He said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." You can't see God's salvation if you don't stand still. He says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." I pray that henceforth you will hold your peace as you put your trust 100% in the Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.